Hey, how was your day? Oh, honey. Yeah, I know. The world is a fucking dumpster fire right now. And especially here. I'm sorry. Sometimes it's overwhelming. It's all too much to just take on. And it feels like, it's just getting dumped on you. Like, all at once. And it can make anybody's skies cloudy. Depression is something people don't like to talk about. But I care about you. I've been depressed. I've been on medication. I've wanted to curl up and forget the entire world existed for a long time. So I get it. It sucks. But it's also something that isn't every day. I'm not going to say it's not permanent. In some people, it can be. It can stick with you for years, decades sometimes. And it's a battle to find the joy in life. And I understand that. Personally, I understand that. I understand that sometimes just getting out of bed is a feat of immense strength. Not physical strength, just mental strength. Just getting up and brushing your teeth or eating a piece of toast, something that most people just take for granted. They just do it and move on about their day and think, why can't so and so get this shit done? Well, sometimes it's just impossible. Some tasks seem overwhelming. Some seem downright impossible. And it's okay. It's okay to give in to it sometimes. Like, if there's a day where you just need to stay in bed and that's where you need to be, then that's where you need to be. It's not lazy to take care of your own mental health. It's not. No matter who says what, if you need to curl up in bed and cry or read mangas or watch stupid TV and cooking shows and whatever, if you just need to curl up in bed and sleep for most of the day, it's okay. People don't get depression who have never had it. They don't understand how much weight is put on your chest and shoulders when you feel that overwhelming gloom. But I understand it. I get it. And I'll be right there to bring you water and snacks and to make sure that you shower every so often. And help you shower if you need it. And to make sure that you get through this on the other side, because there is another side. You know that these horrible days, they always pass. And I think it helps to have someone who cares about you, checking in on you, making sure that you're okay, and giving you what you need, whatever that is. If you just need to lay on my lap and watch bad TV, I'll be your pillow for as much time as I can possibly do without ruining my life. I want to be there for you as you have been there for me. You need somebody to lean on. Somebody you can rely on. And people aren't always good at that. I'm good at that. I'm good at being your rock. So, what is it that your mind and body need today? Your soul, what does your soul need today? Does it need peace? Does it need excitement? Does it need a good book? I can buy some Kindle books. Or go out to the paperback store. Does it need pizza? Or cookies? Or just some water and a few crunchy snacks and to curl up and take a nap? Whatever it is that you need, I'm here to help make sure that it happens. If you want a house filled with music, depressive music, happy music, angsty music, mad music, just please no screamo, but whatever you need, whatever music you need, even if you don't know what you need and you just want to lay down and just curl up in a ball and be held, I'm here to do that. Depression sucks so hard. And I know it does. But it sucks a little less when you let someone help you. Just a little less. Not a whole lot less, but a little less. So if I can make things suck a little less, that's what I'm going to do. Because I know I've been where you are. Some days I still am where you are. And it's okay. Because I have you checking up on me. And if we both have a day like this, then we'll both just hide in bed, make a blanket fort, and watch Disney movies. Whatever. Just, you don't have to ask for it. Just reach out to me. And I'll know you need something. And I'll even try to figure it out. I want to be there for you. Because I care about you so much. Okay? Let me be your comfort person. And I'll let you be mine. Yep. Because we both know. Fuck. It really can suck sometimes.